It's the Mid-Morning Show with me, Ali Bally, my guest this morning. Quite often, you know, you sit in a radio station studio here and you say to yourself, is there anybody out there? And today there is. It's Dionne Warwick. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I love that song, Is There Anybody Out There? It really is superb. You've covered so many great songs over the years, Dionne. It is an absolute pleasure to be chatting to you. I feel like a wee boy in a sweetie shop speaking to one of my heroes.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. And the album itself, the celebrating your 50th anniversary in the music business, what was it like revisiting these classic songs, Dionne?
Oh, it was wonderful to be able to not only look back at the songs that were chosen for the CD, but what I did was once I got the new versions of all these songs, I kind of A-B'd them. Mm-hmm. I played the old one and I played the new one, and it was really nice. I liked what we did to bring them into the 21st century without spoiling or messing with the integrity of the songs themselves.
Mm. When the project was first brought to you, did you sort of recoil and, oh no, I can't touch these classic songs, or were you quite open to tampering with them?
Well, you know, it didn't bother me at all, because these are songs that I feel deserve to be brought into the present time, so that some new ears can get a good listen to some what I feel are some absolutely fabulous recordings and songs. But as I said, the integrity of the songs will never be lost, ever. There's no way in the world you could ever lose them. And it was fun kind of, you know, giving it a little more of a beat or taking liberties with slowing them down, and the one, you know, that I decided to do as a duet, which nobody ever thought to do, with that song. You know, I've had a couple of people record I Say a Little Prayer, but never mm-hmm. as a duet. And the joy, of course, is to be able to sing with my son. So I had a good time doing it.
Yeah, it must be a bit special, as you say, bringing your son into the whole thing. And of course, a lot of these songs, you're quite right, these will be songs to new ears for many listeners who've never heard of them before.
Absolutely, and I think that they deserve that.
Absolutely, yeah, they certainly do. When you look back on the music and the highlights of your career and 60s recordings, there is something very special about that era that's still very acceptable today, which is amazing all these years down the route, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, well, when you're associated with, as I say, the most brilliant songwriters of our time in Bacharach and David, mm-hmm. and then to be able to sing these incredibly wonderful compositions, they stand the test of time. You know, they just kind of have the ability to grow as you grow, and also lend itself to those who are coming up to have an opportunity to have them grow with them as well. So, you know, when you have a wonderful, wonderful repertoire, such I'm very blessed to have. It's nice to know that those that started with me 50 years ago have given the opportunity to their children, who are now giving that same opportunity to their children. So this will go on and on and on and on.
You're right. You did a lot of work with Burt Bacharach and Hal Davids. How did the partnership first come about?
I was doing a background session that Bert had written a song with another songwriter named Bob Hilliard. And after the recording session was over, he asked me if I would be interested in doing some demonstration records and more background work on recordings that he would be doing with and writing with a new songwriting partner named Hal David. And that was the beginning of our association.
And a fantastic association it was indeed,
Absolutely.
Wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Can I ask about another partnership? A song that really, it's always stuck with me and one I've thoroughly enjoyed was when you teamed up with Barry Gibb for Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
How did you get into it with Barry?
You know, it was because Clive Davis happened to be, you know, as we say, in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. He ran into Barry at a restaurant in Florida, and asked Barry if he would be interested in recording someone on the roster at Arista. And Clive told him well, actually he had the Rasta in his pocket. And he pulled the paper out and gave it to Barry to take a look at. And Barry went down the list of all the artists that were on Arista and stopped at my name and said, this is who I'd like to work with. And that was the beginning of our relationship.
Fantastic, isn't it? How these things are going to happen, the right place, the right time. Has that happened to you, do you think, a lot in your career, being in the right place at the right time?
Well, I suppose the first meeting with Bacharach David stemmed from being in the right place at the right time. There have been so many. Well, you know, of course, it's always the first gold or platinum recording, the first Grammy, the first appearance on anybody's stage anywhere as a solo artist. In fact, one of the major ones was performing at the Royal Command Performance.
Really?
It was a wonderful, wonderful occasion, and I feel so very honored to have been asked. As a matter of fact, I did it twice.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Again,
when people are putting guests like that together and saying, I wonder if Dion would do it, and then Dion's sitting there saying, please ask me to do it.
It is truly an honor.
And also thinking about, you know, even the television specials that you've been involved with. And I'm thinking one where Glen Campbell was on, Creedence Clearwater Revival was on.
Yeah.
To have all these people wishing to appear with you is fantastic.
It's wonderful, and out of that has come some incredible friendships.
I'll bet, yes, of course. You make the friendships as you go through your life, don't you?
Sure do.
And what about the very special award that you had recently? I mean, I'm talking about you being honoured, of course.
Oh, at the Q Awards?
Yes.
Yes, that was very exciting to have been given such an award for a song that everybody seems to love very, very much called Walk On By.
Yes, yes.
And I'm truly, truly honored that they thought of me in that fashion.
It's amazing when we talk of Walk On By, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, they just rattle off. I mean, you've been in the charts so many times, but it still, yeah, I would imagine, still gives you a thrill, Dion.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what we work hard to earn, that right to be, you know, thought of enough to put us in the charts and keep us there and support it. So I feel like I keep saying it, but it's true. I feel truly blessed.
And again, something that growing up in your musical family that you would only think as a young singer that would be a dream.
Well, you know, I tell you, this was something I never really was going to do. I was going to teach. This is what my credentials
really
are for my college. Yes, that's what I was in school for. It would have been in music. It was music education. And this was kind of sort of a gift, a graduation gift. Don't Make Me Over, my first record, was I was still in college at the time, and to have a hit record while you're in school ain't too bad a thing to have happen.
It's very good, actually, isn't it? Good credentials, as you say.
Indeed.
Dion, it has been a pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the program. And enjoy the 50th anniversary in the music business, because you have certainly given us a lot of enjoyment. And let's have a track now from the CD album Now. Dion, thank you.
Thank you.
Along the city streets you used to walk along with me.